Okay, today's daf is Demai Daf Chafhei. Demai Daf Chafhei, and we are on Chaf Dalet Amabez, Taman Tanina. We'll start with a couple of lines up. And again, this Masech L'Shirim is sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel and Avram and Dvorah Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. So we are talking about the kulas of who are we allowed to give peya to. Generally, it's us who draw to eat, but we know this parak is called parak ma'achilin. Ma'achilin is ha'aniyim d'nai v'esach sanya d'nai. If you're doing a mitzvah, we said yesterday, as long as you're not being poreachov, and we said if the guest sleeps over, maybe it's more like poreachov than a ma'isa chesed, so then one will be able to do it if it's looked at as chesed. But if not, it wouldn't be allowed. I didn't get to mention at the end of the show yesterday the Rambam in Hilchas Avel relating to Gemilas Chesed. The Rambam says, if you remember, Mitzvahs Asei Shal Devrayim, Perek Yud Da'alad of Hilchas Avel, Mitzvahs Asei Shal Devrayim, Levaker Cholim Ulanachim Avelim, it's a mitzvah derabanan, to visit the sick, to comfort the mourners, Ulahotzi Ameis, Ulahachnes Akala, Lelabos Archim, to go to a wedding, to be malave orchim, which the Rambam later says is the most important one of all these, ulisatek kol tzarchei kvura, lasi salakasef, to be involved in the kvura, lesameach chasen vakala, elohim gemilas chasadim shebegufo she'en lahem shir. All of these are gemilas chesed that do not have any amount, don't have a maximum. Avo bishakol mitzvah seilu midivreihem, and even though they're mitzvahs to Rabbanan, harein bechlal v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. They're included in v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha, the larger daraisa rubric, the general mitzvah of Atarei Kamocha. Chazal instituted certain details and specifics relating to all of these mitzvahs bein adam l'chaveiro. Kol advarim shatarotzeh sheyasu osam l'cha achirim, asei ata osan l'achicha, b'torah u'b'mitzvos. So that's in terms of chesed, the rubric of chesed, that's the Rambam relating to yesterday's line in the Braisa of Mishamim lehem dover shel gemilas chesed. So now we have the Mishnah. Taman taninan. The Mishnah later on, there's a Mishnah later on in Daf Samach Zayin that says, Paul, she know Maimon Labalabayis, you have to put in a dot, 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 right? It's going on the, we have to know what the Mishnah is talking about. A worker that doesn't believe the Balabayis, which sounds like other people do believe the Balabayis. It doesn't say that the Balabayis is not a Ne'eman. It just says that the worker doesn't trust the Balabayis, and the worker wants to be Mafresh himself. So what does he have to do? So the Mishnah later on tells us in Perek HaMazmin, if you look there, Samach Zayin and Aleph, Paul, Sheinu Maimon Labalabayis, no tel grogoris achas. He takes one dried fig, va'omer, zu, v'teisha habos achareha. This and nine others, that means 10%. Asuyos meiser al tishim sha'ani ochel. There's 100 here. So he takes one, and he says one, and the nine next to it are all mice. That's meiser rishon. But remember, for Dumai, I could keep the meiser rishon. So I keep the meiser rishon. Vizu, and the one out of 10, out of 100 that I'm holding, asuya trumas meiser alayan. That's trumas meiser on the nine next to it. Umayser sheni ba'achronos, and Maiser sheni is in the somewhere in the rest. Umechulal alhamos, and it is mechulal on the money that I have. Vachosech grogoros achas, and he doesn't eat one grogoros. Chosech from the word prevent. Right, the Mara Folda there says nimna. So that's what you do. So there, it's clear that the worker. Is being mafresh. So that's the question. Tamanta nina Paul shino maimon labalabayis. There, it sounds like it's the Paul's responsibility. The balabayis is not mafresh. While here, tamana domer hapol mafresh. There, the Paul is mafresh. V'koat amar. And here, the Tanakama holds that the balabayis is mafresh. Right? The Rabbi Gamliel says in our Mishnah that a person, an employer, could give employees machilas paul of demai. But the Tanakama doesn't say that. So it sounds like Tanakama says you can't. The boss cannot give the workers demai. He has to be mafresh. So why does our Mishnah sound like the balabayas, the owner, the boss, has to be mafresh, while that Mishnah says that the worker, Amar Reb Yonah, it's two different cases. Taman b'machilo ben amenuyin. Over there, you know why it's not the balabayas' responsibility? Because it's talking about someone. It's a worker, but it's a worker who's getting, he's in the line and group with the other aniyim. And he's with the other aniyim. So when it comes to real aniyim giving out, not workers, not giving lunch during the work. So over there, if he's getting with the menuyim, right, look at the Mara Folda, imshar ha-menuyim v'lo kederach ha-poel. He's not getting like a worker, she'ochel be'eva shelo, that's eating in the public eating trough. Oz havila derek milas chasadim. So if he's getting with the aniyim, that's derek milas chasad, and then the balabais is allowed to give demai. But Bramhacha on the top, Ma'achilo min ha'evus. But here we're talking about it's workers' food, just like the Balabais, the din da'arais is that the Balabais has to let the worker eat in the fruits and the vegetables, whatever he's working in, right? He can't be chosim, he can't muzzle, just like there's an issue to muzzle an animal, there's an issue to muzzle a person when they are working, not even physically muzzling, but just not letting him eat. So here, it's talking about a case where he's giving him lunch, and in that case, it's like repaying, it's like paying a chov, and that is why it is not, he's not allowed to give him demai. Again, demai is only litzorech mitzvah, as we saw yesterday, or Shas HaTchak, and even maybe to Ami Haaretz, Shalotin Odeleth, as we saw. Next case, Rabbi Zrikan, Rabbi Shimon Barva, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rofei Chaver, Shoyamacha L'chol Ama Aretz. So we spoke about demai being given to Aniyim and being given to Achsenoi. See, here's another tzorech. A rofei chaver, a doctor. A doctor who's a chaver, kibi ma'achil v'chole am ha'aretz. Doesn't mean a chole she'ish bo sakana, right? Pikuach nefesh, that he could even give him tevel. But a rofei chaver, that he's being ma'achil demai, knows natoch yodov, and knows natoch piv. He's allowed to put it into his hand and not put it into his mouth. What's the issue here? The issue is, number one, giving over demai. So if it's a chole, we're not... gozer, chazal were not gozer by demai, right? Like the next line is going to say. But there's also an issue here of lifnei iver. Also the issue of lifnei iver, meaning, all these cases might have issues of lifnei iver. So am I doing something that is facilitating another Jew to do an aveira? So that's the chilik of nosin l'toch yado and nosin eino nosin l'toch piv. That's mentioned here. Again, is this talking about a case where the chole could do it, could pick up the food himself, even if I don't give it to him? That's a discussion in the Achronim. Because as we know, lifnei iver mida oraisa is only in a case that's called what we call trei evri denara, two sides of the river. That comes from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Vav, where the Gemara says there, minayin shalo yoshid adam koshel yayin l'nazir. How do I know that I'm not allowed to give a cup of wine to a nazir? Ve'evri b'nachaylu b'nei noach tamalomar lifnei iver lo sitin michshol. And the Gemara ends up saying, by hav maskinan dekoy betray ivri denara. Two sides of a river, meaning the nazir's on one side, I'm on the other side, and I pass him the cup of wine. He wouldn't be able to get that without me. The only time that there's lifnei iver daraisa is the Bavli says trei ivri denahara. So there are those achronim that say, well, the Yerushalmi never mentions that. So maybe here we're talking about a case where he can't get it. Is there lifnei iver? So unclear what the Yerushalmi holds about this. But let's assume that Chazal, the other, and Yerushalmi are not arguing about it. So the most that we're talking about here, if it's a case where he could get it also, if he could get it anyway, so then there's no lifnei iver daraisa. But there could be, Tosfos in Shabbos, Daf Gimel says, there is what's called Misayei el Advar Aveira Midrabanan. Lifnei Iver is Daraisa if he can't get it without me. But Tosfos says, Mikol Makom Isser Drabanan Miha Ika Shechayev Lafrisho Meisser. I'm not allowed to be involved in an Isser. So that is what Tosfos says. So again, the question here is this a case where he could get it without me or not? Rav Moshe Feinstein talks about this in a tshuva, in Eben Ezer Chelek Dalid, Simin Samach Aleph Ospes. Rav Moshe talks about Vine Isa B'Yerushalmi Dmai. Rav Moshe had a Yerushalmi Dmai before there was many of the Mefarshim that we have. So he quotes, U'mashma l'chored sha'ayri af she'enu yochol acholo likach ba'atzmo. Sounds like the chola can't move. You're feeding. The Rofi's feeding the chola, right? He can't, or at least he can't get up and take it. So he's putting it, mikol makom, he's still allowed to put it into his hand. Even though he can't get it. Is it lifnei iver? Right, sounds like he's even on the raisa level. He can't get it without you. Okay, but still, mishum chola, and it's not really us or it's demai. So that's why it's allowed. You have all of these coolers. So the Rav Moshe says, what's the chola between putting it into his hand and putting it into his mouth? Says Rav Moshe, to benesina l'toch piv hu keose maisa ha'achila, to ochel ha'ochel ba'atzmo mamish. Vein zeklau mi inyani lifnei iver, v'isr misayeya, elohu maisa averis achila. If you put it into the mouth, it's as if you're not eating, but you're doing an act of eating. And if you're doing an act of eating, you're not allowed to do an act of eating with demai. You're not allowed to do an act of eating. You're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to do an act of eating. Putting it into the mouth would be ha'achala, that would be an act of eating. Afsha ochal hachola hu asiyas harofe hamaachil. V'afim mida araisa eino ka'ochlo ba'atzmo, even if mida araisa is not the same achshivu, mida rabbanan ka'ocha ba'atzmo. But nesina l'toch yado, that's not an achila, hu me'inyani lifnei iver u misayaya. That's just relating to facilitating. Shezelo asru b'demai, shehu mishel ha'ochel, and that's a kula of demai, in that case of lifnei iver. So now back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, a rofe, right? Besides the other cases we've spoken about already in this parak, about an ani and an achsanoi. Now, a chola. A chola is allowed to eat, get demai from a rofe. And the Gemara continues, but demai aval bavadai, only by demai, but by vadai for tevel, afiyatoch yodo aser. If it's mamish aser, then you can't give him. You can't give a chola. Again, this is not a chola sheyesh bo sakana. Umishel chola, and this is only if he's giving the chola's food or some other food. Avol mishel rofe, also the rofe cannot give his own. Why can't he give his own? So two reasons explained by the mafarshim. Number one, it's like paying a chov. Why? Because the patient is going to pay the rofe. Right? The Gemara says about kama, you should never use a doctor for free. A doctor for free is worth nothing. That's the befeir's what the Gemara says in hachovel. So maybe it's like a prias chov, because I'm going to give him, and he's going to pay me. So that's why it's asura. Also, a chaver is not allowed to have bimotzi dover mitachas yado she'ina mesukan. Right. So those two reasons are why, if it's shel rofe, it is usur. Right. That's the marafolda, what I just said. Shari mishalim lo v'gam usur lachaver lahotzi dover she'ina mesukan mitachas yado klal shelo yargil bekach. So it's only mutter mishel chola, but not mishel rofe or bi yisrael. And also, this the chumra, not to put it in one's mouth, is only by a Jew. There's no iser of eating tevel for a guy. Tevel is not one of the sheva mitzvos bnei Noach. And therefore, even if I cause the tevel to be eaten and take part in the maisa achila, like Rav Moshe says of a guy, it's not a problem. Mishel chole, aval mishel rofe aser. But again, it's still only chole. But if it's a rofe, then I can't put it into the mouth, because then it's like I'm selling tevel. And if I'm selling tevel, I'm getting hanah from tevel, and that would be a problem. Imaya Aver Menachai, but if it's Aver Menachai, which is an Issa Daraisa, afilu mishel chola aser, shelo yavo lidei takala, because you can't bring him to a takala, that's lifnei iver, and that could even be on a Daraisa level. The chiyuv of chola and rofe in general, right, is a fascinating discussion, right? The Rishonim discuss the Rishus Larofe Larapos. The Gemara tells us in Bava Kamma that the Tanya Deveri Bishmal Omer Varapo Yerapi Mikanchinitan Rishus Larofe Larapos. Doctors have Rishus to heal. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Yaradea Shin Lam and Zion. Nidna Harish Rishus Larofe Larapos Umitzvahi Ubechlapi Kuach Nefeshu Vimonea Atzmo. And if somebody is a doctor and then he does not help and does not take part in healing, Harizah Shofek Damim. It doesn't mean if somebody's not a doctor, right? If somebody's not a doctor and they don't go out to help somebody and heal them, that doesn't mean they're Shofek Damim, because they don't know how. So it must be, if I'm in the Parsha, and that's the story that we've quoted from the Hakdama of the Pa'asa Shulchan, where he quotes that the Gra was a expert in every Chachma. In every Chachma, he knew. Chachmas, I'll read it. Chachmas algebra, umishulashim, vahandasa, vachachmas musica, right? All of these. Music and math and engineering, however we would translate these. And he wanted to go to, the way that I heard the story outside, he wanted to go to medical school, but to learn the Chachma medical school. Here, I think, if I could find a line, he wanted to learn Chachmas hanituach. He wanted to learn maybe anatomy. And his father didn't want him to go because he felt that if he would do that, so then he would be in the situation that he has to spend his life healing, and he wouldn't be able to be the Gra. And therefore, his father told him not to. Rachachma, here it is. Rachachmas harefua, yada chachmas hanituach vashayach eleha, ach maisa hasamim. How medicines work. Umalachton. Maybe pharmaceutical school. Lamaisa rata lalamda mi rofe azman. V'gazer olav aviv atzadik, shole yelamdena kedei shole yevatel mi toraso. Kshitztarech laleches lahatzil nefashos, kishe yedel agomra. When he knows it perfectly, he's going to be the best pharmacist and the best doctor. Okay, anyway, so the Gemara says, there's rishus lerofe larapos. The question that the Rishonim ask is, you don't need rishus to go into business, right? It's an umnis. You don't need rishus to become a fireman. You don't need rishus. So why do you need rishus here? You know, what was the havamina that you wouldn't be able to do refuah? So the Rishonim, interestingly, talk about it. The Tosfos Yehuda Chassid says maybe you would have thought that you have to heal for free, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu heals for free. Tosfos Baba Kama Daf Pehei says you would have thought that you're only allowed to heal a humanly inflicted wound. But if it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avacholi Habobi De Shemayim, who am I to heal? Kishemarape Nira Kisoser Gzeres HaMelech. Right? I'm like going against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to make this guy sick, and I'm making him better. Who am I? So that's why I would have thought it's Aser. Kamash Malan Deshari, Kamash Malan, that it is Mutter. Rishus L'Rofi L'Rapos. And if you think about it in this way, medicine then, it's interesting that most of the Rishonim were doctors. The Rambam and the Ramban and the Sfarno. Right? You have this area of umnis where it's kind of on the edge because it's almost Kisoser Gzeres HaMelech. So why'd they do it? Because there's nothing greater than saving a life. There's nothing greater than helping somebody physically. So again, Rishus, the idea of refuah and the whole discussion of its allowance to go into and what it symbolizes, right? It sounds like the part of the answer might be the Gemara in Baal Basra, where the Tornas Rofa is asked Rabbi Akiva, right? If your God loves the poor, why does he give them money? Right? If your God loves the sick, why does he make them sick? In order to allow us to partake. Right, Kadesha Nitzel Anu Bahem Idina Shal Gehenim. Right, so we're allowed to participate and partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as long as we recognize that we are the junior partner. We're the junior partner in the discussion. Okay, so we just spoke about Chole, that's a new added, and now let's go back to what the Mishnah spoke about. The Mishnah spoke about Gaboit Staka. Gaboit Staka, so the Mishnah quoted a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai did not hold of this heter. Beis Shammai says that you cannot give demai. You cannot give goodbye to an ani, and therefore, if you collect a ma'usar, so then you can give that to one who is eno ma'aser. But if you collect she'eno ma'usar, then you can only give it to an ani who is ma'aser. So says the Gemara, that's not fair. V'kasha, gabe tzaka b'shamay omer v'chul, lukasha al de b'shamay, begin du kasher, yafsid. Just because a person is a nem on his ma'aser, the ani, he's going to be mafsid, because the assumption is everybody's getting the same amount. Everybody's getting the same amount of produce, so I'm going to have to give some of it to do a hafrasha. So why is that fair? Because I'm a halachic Jew, I'm going to lose out? So the Gemara says, no sein lo kedeti kulo. It must be that he's giving them more. It must be that the ma'aser, the one who is trustworthy, is going to get more. He's going to get enough so that when he is mafrish, he's left with the same amount that the other person, the other ani got, who is not going to be mafresh. So that is the Gemara. The Gemara continues now and says, and what about Beis Hillel? I'm sorry, my time to Beis Shammai. That's in terms of Beis Shammai. What's his reason? What's Beis Shammai's reason that he says this? Afilu tikdirenu achshav. Why does Beis Shammai say that you can't give demai to an ani? Right, you have to be mafresh. If you look in the Marafold, interesting, the question seems to assume that why not, right? The given should be that we can give demai to an ani, right? The Gemara first asks, what's the reason for Beis Shammai? As if to say that the given should be that Beis Hillel is correct, that we should be able to give demai because the whole thing is a chumrah. So mishum, in the case of an ani, we should be able to give it. So Gemara says, no. You can't. Afilu, you should be mafresh. Afilu tik derenu achshav. Because even if you can be go if you're go to him now, yachalat v'godro. So you're accomplishing something, says Beis Shammai. Meaning right now, not giving him demai, so you're protecting him from a potential aveira. Yes, it's a mia, but you're potential. But if you never are machpid about this and you just give the demai always, la'achar zman, and it's a yachalat v'godro. It's for sure never going to have any effect. Right, if you at least give him some hufrash now, you give the mu'usar to the ena mu'usar, so at least he's eating mu'usar now, and maybe that'll inspire in the future to eat mu'usar. But if you give him ena mu'usar, then nothing's going to happen in the future, and there's not going to be any inspiration. That's how one of the ways to read that gemara. So matam de rabbanon, and what about the rabbanon? What would they say back? Right, why don't you be makpid now? At least today he'll eat mu'usar. Imedaktik et acharav. If you're medaktik after him, who's the him here? The gabbai. If you're so medaktik with the gabbai tztaka that he has to keep two separate piles, the ma'usar, the ena ma'usar, afu ma'ayit b'tztaka. He's just going to be b'mayit, he's not going to want the tircha. I remember at the end of Maseches Peah, I think it was, right, we had a discussion that nobody wants to be in charge of these responsibilities. Mefarnes, and there were those that tried to convince others, and they brought a Sefer Torah, and they said, oh, and you're going to be amazing, and you're going to be like those list of Tanoim in Maseches Yuma, and it's great, and be Mefarnes, and Hashem will take care of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishalim Scharcha, but it's hard, so we don't want to be overtaxing on the Oskei B'tzarchei Tzibur. So therefore, if you make them keep separate baskets, so then it's just going to be Ma'id in the Tzedakah, and it's going to work out worse for the Aniyim, not just harder for the Oskim B'tzarchei Tzibur. Good. We continue. Gabai Tzedakah B'Yom Tov. When it comes to Yontif, a Gabai Tzedakah on Yontif, we know that we're allowed to be Osek on Yontif with announcements and even financial issues, right? Having appeals on Yontif, and on Shabbos even, right? That's allowed because as long as it's Tzarchei Mitzvah. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Vav, Chefsei Shamayim Mutar L'Daber Bohem. If it's Chefsei Shamayim, right? And that's even just discussions of, not the announcements, which we'll get to, Kegon Cheshbono Shel Mitzvah V'Lifso Tztaka, Ulafakeh Haliske Rabim, Ulashadich Hatinok Learis, Ulalamdo Sefer or Umnis, all of those are mutter. All of those are mutter because it is Litzarech Mitzvah. What's Lipsot Staka? La'anim Ula Beis HaKnesses, says the Mishnah Berurah. Ulanade Beza Chavez al Beis HaKnesses. Gamkein Noagim Ha'olam Lahakel. Right, the Minaga Olam is to be Mako. Maybe don't mention amounts, maybe do mention amounts. The minhag is to mention an amount, so it inspires others to give. So the Shulchan Aruch there, later on, in Shin Vav, in Sif Yud Beis, Mutter lahachriz b'shabes alaveda afilu hidavar shaslo taltzal. You're allowed to announce if somebody lost something. Somebody lost something, ashabes aveda, you're allowed to announce even if it's something muksa. Umutter lahatir cher mitzibar b'shabes, v'chulu iske rabim. You're allowed to make announcements litzara hakohol on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says even maybe Aveda of an Eino Yehudi, Mipnei Darkei Shalom. Okay, so now here, with the background that it's usually Mutter, the Gabbai Tzedakah, but Yontif lo Yimachrizen, Derech Shemachrizen B'chol. He wouldn't make the announcements in the same way on Yontif, like he was Machriz on Chol, because there's an option. As we'll see, there are ways to give out the potential food in a more private way. You collect bitzina, you go around and collect food, right? You're not getting money on Yontif, so you go around, he could go and collect food. In the days of old, right, things worked differently. It wasn't that people had refrigerators for weeks and weeks. You had food. You had to get food. The Ani didn't have food today, especially Yontif is a lot of meals. So the Gabai Kupa, right, would go around and collect and then give out to the Ani. So they used to collect and keep it in their tochekon, which maybe is a little a hidden, so nobody would see. It would give out to every neighborhood. What does it mean, bifnei atzma? The Chaim Kanievsky says here, vein metatalim mishchuna l'shchuna. They wouldn't carry it from one neighborhood to another. Ubekula natam mishum zilusa de yantif. It's a zilzal of yantif. It looks like business. Looks like business. We don't want to do anything, like Mishnayos mentioned in Maseches Beitza, we don't want to do anything that looks like the regular marketplace behavior on Yontif. But on the other hand, we need to get this food to the Aniyim. So we collect it. We don't make announcements because we don't have to, and we give it out. Gabai Kupa Bishvias, those who collect during Shemitah, others have Gabai Tztaka, Lo Yiu Medaktakin Bechatzeru Shalochle Shvias. So there are opposite ways of reading this line. We will go through with the Mara Folder Pshat. Lo Yiu Medaktakin means they shouldn't withhold, meaning they should go into the yards, even of those who might eat Shvias produce illegally. What do you mean, Shvias? What's usher to eat Shvias produce? It's a mitzvah to eat Shvias produce. According to Ramban, it's a separate mitzvah. The Svichin, remember we had the Svichin, the aftergrowth that grow by itself, and Chazal ushered Midra Banan for all Svichin, unless it grew a little bit beforehand during the sixth year. So you could go collect money and produce in those marketplaces. Why aren't you worried that they might give you Svichin? Nosu len pas, and even if they give you bread, even if the people who live in that courtyard give you bread, mutter, you're allowed to take the bread. Shalonech shadu Yisrael lios nosen, ela omos o beitzim. The only thing that they used to give that was from maybe svichin money or having to done business with regular shvias fruit, they would only give money or eggs. If it's not money or eggs, so then the minhag was that they didn't get that from Shemitah, produce, and therefore it would be mutter to take that to give it to the aniyim. Again, we don't want to give anything usser to the aniyim. So if we, unless it's eggs or money, so then it wouldn't be a problem. Rabbi Hanania b'shem Rabbi Pinchas. So the brisa continues, but first we have this statement, and then we'll get back to the brisa. This is only a place where they do not eat. If they're not choshed, they're not chashudim to eat the svichei shvias, so then we assume they're not going to share the svichei shvias either. They're not choshed to eat. So they're not choshed to feed, because we assume that they keep the same standards for themselves and others. But obviously, if they're choshed to eat, then we can't trust them. But we're not talking about a case where they're choshed to eat. Next, Kohanim, the Brisa continues. Kohanim, Amagavla Matara. Kohanim that need Matara. What is this talking about? The Ame Ha'aretz, those, right, the second of the Ame Ha'aretz would touch the dough, there would be Matamayit, so the Chala that would come out would be Tamei. So what would you do if you have an Ame Ha'aretz who is Megabel? The Chaverim would offer to knead the dough and be mafresh challah for them, and then we'll give back the dough to the rest of the Am Haaretz. But at least that way, the challah would be tahar and would be able to be given to the Kohen and eaten by the Kohen. So Kohanim ha-megabal mitara, the Kohanim that would be megabal mitara, lo yu medakti and mechatir shal ochle shvias. Again, what does that mean? They wouldn't not go to the chatiris of ochle shvias. Okay, what do you mean? What about the grain? The grain might be svichin. So the answer is, it might be svichin, you're right. But it's still better to be mafresh challah then not to touch anything and leave it as tevel. Because again, even if something is svichin, if it's made into dough, it has a bigger problem. Svichin is an issa d'rabanan. Chala is an issa d'araisa, as we'll get to. So the Brisa says that the Kohanim, it's still worth it to be mafresh, to be megabel and mafresh the chala from these people who this dough might come from grain that's svichin, which is asa d'rabanan, still better. It says, lo yimadaktikin, don't be medaktik not to go there. And is Tani, and another Brisa says, Tani medaktikin. Another Brisa says, no, we are medaktik, not to go there. Well, what's the issue? Whether we should or we shouldn't. So I'm Rabbi Pinchas, Mandar Medaktikin Mibnei Chalasan, the one who says Medaktik, meaning make sure you don't go there. Don't go there, Mishum Chalasan, because it's better because of the Chala. What does that mean? So one way to understand this is that if you're not Mafresh, so then usually they wouldn't care about Svichin, but they wouldn't eat if it's Chala and Tevel. So if you take off the challah, it'll make it worse, because then they would eat. So don't take off the challah, the second Brisa says. Be medaktik again, don't take off the challah. Don't be mafresh for them, so then they'll stay away from it because of the challah shabo. Right? Even though they wouldn't stay away from it because of the svichan shabo. So that's what it means here, mishum chalas mipnei chalasan. Because of the challah, they'll stay away from it. As we had earlier in the Masechta about emas kachemalei might apply to challah too, not just to karbanos. And manda amar ein medaktikin, and according to the one that says, no, don't stay away. Go and be mafresh, even though there's still going to be a problem with it. It's still svichin. Mavricho menakala umachniso lechamura. At least you're causing them to run away from the lighter avera, right? The svichin umachniso lechamura. Right? Otherwise, if you wouldn't be mafresh, so then you would get him away from the kala, and then you would be, meaning the svichin, mafrichos v'chamura, it would still be worse. Tevel ba'avon misa, if you're not mafresh, tevel, right, if it's tevel, tavol l'chala, it's misa b'dei shamayim. Shvias b'lo sase, and shvias is at most a lo sase, and probably, well, we pass into this is Rabbanan, Rabbi Akiva, if you're in the Mishnayos, and in the Brises, I'm sorry, the Midrashim, I don't know if it's in the Mishnayos, but in the Brises, in the Torah's Kohanim, at the end of Ayikra, Rabbi Akiva holds that Sviach Kitzir Cholosikzer, Sviach is in this Daraisa. We don't pass in that way. We pass in that Sviach is in this Rabbanan. But the Gemara is saying here, at most, Sviach is in Isser Daraisa. It's not Misa. It's not Misa. So surely it's better, says the Gemara, according to this Brisa, it's better to be mafresh for these people, so at least you save them from the Avera HaChamura, even though then it's going to get into the Avera HaKal. So this gets us into a number of sugyas, which we'll start with next time, and that is, how do you view, it's not really the Gemara at the beginning of Shabbos, Chatei Bishvil Shiyizke Chavirecha, he's not doing a sin here. But you're still doing something to save your friend from a worse, from a worse avera. Right, it does connect to the sugya of hakalakal. Right, well, maybe we'll start with that next time. The Gemara in Yuma, that if one is a chole and one has to eat not kosher, what is it? Right, we should always try to eat the lesser item that's usser. So, like here, it would be better to eat svichin, even according to Rabbi Akiva, than to eat tevel d'oraisa. Is it better? And we'll end with a question, maybe, and we'll start with machlokes, the Ran and the Ravid, next time. And that is, if somebody has to eat meat on Shabbos because it's pikuach nefesh, and there's a piece of non-kosher meat in front of them, and there's a kosher cow, is it better to eat the non-kosher meat? Or to shech the cow, to salt the cow, to skin the cow, to do all these malachas Shabbos and then get kosher meat. And to cook, and we'll see. Which is called hakalakal, right? That's a fascinating discussion that Be'ez Hashem will start with next time. Okay, we'll stop here.